up in the ceiling, on stretched across the corner. You might find a
spider web.
Okay. Would you call it that if it's outside, across a bush?
Yeah.
And the parts of the tree that grow under the ground.
Roots. Hmm? Roots.
Did you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Yeah.
Do you remember what any of them?
The same sassafras tree you make the filet from. You make, supposed to be good medicine out of the root. Sassafras tea is made from the root.
Anything else? That...
No, that's the only one I know of.
When would people drink sassafras tea?
I think they don't do it now, but I think they did when they felt like they were getting the flu.
Did it work?
Well, I believe it did.
And the kind of tree that you tap for syrup is called a...
Maple.
And a group of those growing together would be a...
Of course, we don't have any maple trees, but I think you'd call it a grove of maple trees.
What kind of trees do y'all have around here?
Pine, oak, cedar, maple, magnolia. Gum.
A tree that's got long white limbs and white scaly bark, you can sort of feel like.
Sycamore.
Huh?
Sycamore.
Okay. And the kind of tree George Washington cut down.
Cherry.
And this is a bush or a shrub. It grows next to a road or a fence. The leaves turn bright red in the fall, and it's got clusters of berries on it.
Yupon.
What's that like?
It's a shrub, as you said. It's really not a tree, it's a shrub, and the berries get a very brilliant red, the leaves are dark green,
mm-hmm.
and it grows native.
What about one where the leaves turn red? Did you ever hear of a sumac or shoemake?
Well, I have, but we don't have them.
What have you heard it called?
For a long time I've been referred to as shoemake.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, well, this may be growing further north, but kind of a flowering bush or shrub that's got pink and white flowers on it, blooms in late spring.
Rhododendron.
Okay. Anything else similar to that?
Azaleas are like it.
Okay. What about mountain laurel?
We have mountain laurel, yeah.
What's the difference between rhododendron and mountain laurel?
Well, as you can even tell by the looks of the bush, they're kin. The flower is different. Our mountain laurel looks like strawberry ice cream, little dots in it, pink. Looks just like strawberry ice cream. And a rhododendron is a much bigger flower, and I don't think has the little dots in it.
Mm-hmm.
But they grow farther north than this.
Anything else that you can think of?
They grows here.
Mm-hmm. Are they similar, related
to these? Of course, I know azaleas are kin, but they're quite different looking.
Did you ever hear of spoonwood or spoonhut?
Never did.
And what different kinds of berries grow around here?
Well, do you mean edible or just any kind of berry?
Well, edible ones.
We have one we call the sparkleberry, and we have the gooseberry.
What's a sparkleberry?
Sparkleberry is a... grows on a tree that gets much bigger than a gooseberry and has millions of berries on it. And kids love to eat them, but they're very dry. No juice. And I don't think a grown person ever like them. Kids always eat them. The wood is very fine wood for... like making furniture, but it's small.
What's the trees called?